And just a little history for the newbies. We decided to share this after Jackie had sort of a divine intervention of a stream of messages that she says lasted about 30 seconds or 60 seconds a minute. And she heard what she needed to do to get off 50 pounds that she had accumulated from stress, you know, family stress. When you're stressed with, you know, especially the family, it's like, or an illness in the family, the world stops, you know, nothing matters, and you can't even think straight. Everything's short-circuited. I don't know. I hope there's some of you out there who've never had the experience, because it is a horrible experience. You can barely function, and the stress and the mind just, it's so great that you can't even think, and the last thing you care about is yourself. So you're just trying to help your loved one get over their disease or survive, you know, in most cases. And it's really tough. And the body reacts to that. The body will perform beautifully under stress, but the body secretes a lot of stress hormones, one of which is cortisol. And I don't care what you do, because Jackie, she did food combine. I mean, she's been food combining for more than 30 years. And but, you know, she was more in a phase two where she wasn't thinking, you know. She wasn't thinking about things. And when you secrete cortisol under stress, your body automatically puts fat on. I mean, there's nothing you can do. It puts it on behind your, at the back of your, on your back, upper back by your neck. You get a little hump there. You get a double chin. And most of all, you get belly fat accumulated. And when that happens, ain't nothing you can do to stop it. The only way to stop it is to stop the stress. And if you can find a way to stop the stress, then you stop the progression of the weight gain and the fat accumulating. And, you know, isn't it interesting how the body in its infinite wisdom knows what to do? Because if you're stressed like that, your body, you do much better if you have a little fat on you, because the reserves you have reserves on you in case you forget to eat, or you exert yourself too much, or you go the whole day, or you do an all-nighter with your loved one, you know, helping them or whatever. The body puts fat on because it's a reserve mechanism to help with reserves for later, you know, stress, or in case you didn't eat, or for strength, endurance. You know, it's really quite a mechanism that your body has. But also, it does affect you with, you know, your other systems are also affected with, you know, blood pressure and your sugar levels, and, you know, all kinds of things happen because you're stressed. So the best thing to do is to, I always used to say in my office, you know, do what you can to eliminate the stress or minimize it, because go out and exercise, do something to take the edge off the stress, because, you know, if it's there, it's there. You accept it. You know, you find the good in it, and you forgive the rest.